3,000 years ago, the most precious thing you could own wasn't gold. It was color. In the ancient Mediterranean, the blue and purple dyes drawn from sea snails were the most valuable commodities in the world, worth many times their weight in gold. In the oldest written language on earth, cuneiform, they had names, Tekhelet and Argaman, purple. Kings hoarded them. They were sent as gifts to Pharaoh, prized by the emperors of Assyria, Babylon, and Persia, coveted by Alexander the Great and Julius Caesar. The masters of this trade were a people just north of the land of Israel, the Phoenicians. The Tanakh calls them by the name of their great port city, Tsor, Tyre. Their ships crossed the whole sea, planting colonies from Portugal to North Africa, all in pursuit of one small creature, the Murex snail. And the Jews were part of this same world. Umardekai yatza milifnei hamelech bilbusha malchut techelet. Mordecai went out from before the king in royal robes of techelet. The Persian court was clothed in techelet, and so were the officers and nobles of Assyria. Yechezkel describes them as clothed in techelet, captains and rulers on horseback. This was the very same dye the nations treasured. There were not two, a Jewish techelet and a foreign one. There was one. That single fact matters. It means the search for the lost techelet can look everywhere, in Assyrian tablets, in Roman coins, in the ruins of pagan dye works. The evidence is scattered across this whole room.